Welcome to Church Unfiltered Podcast, a leadership podcast for pastors, church leaders, and volunteers. Now, here's your host, Dr. Anthony Cobbs.
Welcome to yet another episode of Church Unfiltered. This is the podcast that is powered by Breakthrough Ministry Consulting. We are here to help pastors and church leaders with any of the issues, any of the questions that they might have. We're here to help you to find the answers to those questions so that you can do the work of ministry that God has called you to do. Way back in episode 17 of Church Unfiltered, episode 17, that's a long time ago. In fact, that was in May of 2020. We were right in the heart of a global pandemic. And back in episode 17, I discussed four reasons why people might not return to church after the pandemic. This was a precursor to what was coming for the year in a half or so, 18 months or so that we endured being shut down. And the church just went through an impact that it never had felt in at least our lifetime. And so I offered up four different reasons why people might not return to church, possible reasons. And I wanted to see how well that held up in time. Here we are 4 years later. We are post-pandemic as far as the impact of it physically. We have vaccinations and all types of treatments and things for it now. And so we are no longer in the situation that we were in during episode 17 when episode 17 was being recorded, which is always interesting to go back and listen to myself during that time, because I know just like many of you who are listening, we were all just trying to make it. We were just trying to deal with what was happening all around. But the church was facing a significant impact as churches were shut down at that particular time, mandated by even the government at that time, and we were facing a global crisis. I offered these four reasons why people might not return to church. I want to see how they hold up, and then I want to offer four brand new reasons why people still have not returned, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. So the reasons that I offered in episode 17, 4 years ago in 2020, was number one, no one ever reached out to the people who you are trying to reach, your membership. That was one reason that no one ever reached out to me. There was not a level of outreach, a level of connection with people. And so people might not return. Remember, I was looking ahead, like they might not return if we didn't reach out to them and make sure that people were okay. And certainly that is a significant part of ministry, no matter what time frame or time period we are in. It is always important to reach out to our membership, reach out to those that are part of the church to make sure that they are okay, whether people are absent, people are dealing with sickness, people have great accomplishments, achievements, or great, wonderful news that has reached their household. It is always significant to reach out to people. So no one ever reached out would be one reason why people might not return. And then number two was there was nothing for them to do once they returned. The impact of the pandemic, of course, is that it shifted a number of priorities. And so one reason that I suggested during 2020 was that people might not return is that they might not have the same things to do, the same positions, the same responsibilities, because things might have shifted. Number three, that there was no clear direction or vision, that if it was not clear as to the pastor or the church's leadership direction as far as where the church was headed, then people might wander off, drift off, and not return. So that was the third reason. Number four was that people had developed habits. They had developed the habit of not going to church. They had developed the habit of not going to church. If you look at this list, because they had gone online, they were worshiping online and had developed that habit. But again, if you looked at this list now, 4 years later, I believe it stands up to the test of time. Now we are 4 years later, and pastors, church leaders, I ask you, I submit to you, do these four reasons stand up? Do these four reasons, do you see them impacting even the attendance at your church now? Across the nation, across the globe, even attendance at church has dropped across the board. And it is so important for us to understand that, of course, when we see all these surveys and we hear all these all this data about attendance and various things, that that does not encompass every single church. For instance, there is a great significance surveys leaning more towards evangelical churches. For instance, I'm giving an example that might not ring true with the African-American church or vice versa, but pretty much across the board, whether evangelical, African-American church, whatever it might be, churches have seen an overall decline in attendance. And people have made a decision to watch church online, to become church members. I made a joke the other day to someone. I said the fastest growing church in America is Bedside Baptist. Bedside Baptist has solid members and continues to grow because people are choosing not to go to church in person, but instead they are choosing to stay to watch online. They give. They interact during worship service, but they are choosing not to go to church in person. And there are reasons for that. I believe these reasons that we mentioned even 4 years ago still apply. If no one is ever checking on people, now you've had 4 years to check on people, especially that one. If you have not checked on these people personally and tried to figure out what's going on with them, find out how life has changed over the course of these 4 years. Children have been born. People have gotten married. People have gotten divorced. All types of things have happened in the lives of your members. Have you checked on them? Do you know what's happening in the lives of your members? If you have not, are you surprised that people haven't returned? That's probably the likely response when people have not returned. Another thing, and then again, nothing for them to do. Their responsibilities have changed. Things have shifted around. And maybe that is one of the reasons why people have not returned. Maybe they come back and there's no need for so many greeters, or there's no need for so many ushers, or whatever the case might be, because things have shifted around and now they feel like they have nothing else to do. And we have not created new opportunities for them. So that's a possibility of why people may have not return. Another reason, again, as I mentioned, no clear direction or vision. That's a pretty big one. If there is no clear direction or vision for the church, especially post-pandemic, is it a surprise that people have not returned? If there's nothing clear, we went through a traumatic experience globally. And so, of course, people are looking for leadership. They are looking for direction, and they are looking for something fresh. They're looking for something fresh, not the same old, not doing the same thing we were doing before or years ago, but people are looking for something fresh and something new. So no clear direction certainly is one reason why people would not return still 4 years later, even after the pandemic started, and prayerfully the pandemic has ended now. And then the developed habits. So this is where I want to hang my hat. People have developed the habit of going to church online. Absolutely. There are people who have committed to being online. They are worshiping online. They are giving online. They are interacting online. And that is what they have decided to do. 4 years later, after episode 17, I want you to go back and listen to episode 17. It's just so interesting how these particular reasons why people might not return to church still hold up 4 years later. And we are seeing that come into fruition, or we're seeing that lived out every single Sunday. So here's what I want to suggest. I want to suggest four fresh reasons. I want to suggest four new reasons that people still have not returned to church. And it's very similar to what the reasons I just went over from episode 17, but I want to just give a fresh spin on it. Number one, the reason that people still have not returned to church is because online church is their church. Online church is their church, is their church experience, is their worship experience. They have embraced being online. They have embraced hearing the word, hearing worship, being able to praise the Lord. They're doing all the same things that we do when we're there in person. They are just choosing to do it in the comfort of their home or wherever they are, maybe at work or where at school, wherever they might be at that particular moment. They have embraced that online church is church as well. And here's what I want to suggest to pastors and leaders. We spent 18 months or so, 2 years, telling people and convincing people to come online and watch our services. We told people that it was okay. We told people that it was church. We got used to it ourselves. We even got comfortable with it to some degree, comfortable with being able to just preach. Our services were shorter and more succinct and to the point. We spent 18 months to 2 years doing that and telling people that it's okay to come and watch church while we had no choice there online. So why is it that we are now telling them that it's not okay? All of a sudden we come back to church and then we tell them that it's not okay to watch online. That's contradictory, pastors. That's contradictory, church leaders. Church online, if it was significant for those 18 months, if it was relevant those 18 months or so, if it was appropriate that time frame, why is it not appropriate now? I know we want crowds. I know we want people to be in attendance. I know we say forsake not the fellowship. I know we want people to be able to touch them. We want to be able to hug them. We want to be able to see them. I know we want to do that. But if that is not the case, it is important for us not to shun them and alienate them and make it seem as if they are not experiencing their worship as a Christian. We have to be so careful with that. We spent 18 months telling them that that was church. So now we are telling them that it's not. It doesn't make sense. We have to be careful with that. And even still, there are some of our most faithful members that have made a decision to watch online. And what we need to do is nurture that. We need to nurture the fact that they are online. We need to make sure that we commit to engaging with them and making sure that they understand how important it is for them to engage and for them to be a part of a community, whether you have small groups or opportunities for them to be able to gather in person. Just make sure that you do not discount and dismiss the validity of people who are online. If they have committed to your church online, they have committed to your church. Please keep that in mind, pastors and church leaders. Do not dismiss them just because they are not in the building. Another reason that people have not returned yet, which that wasn't even a negative reason, they still are part of your church. They just decided to stay online. That's not a negative. That's a great thing. Another reason is because they don't have to deal with church drama. I know I might lose a couple of people on this one because we don't like hearing that, but they don't have to deal with church drama. I've heard people have told me directly, I have chosen not to come back because I don't have to deal with church drama. What do they mean by that? Of course, when you come to church, you're dealing with imperfect people. People have issues. People have conflict. People have different things that are going on. And we know in the church world, that can be hurtful. It could be quite disappointing and disenchanting. And so watching online, you don't have to necessarily deal with that. You don't have to deal with that, even though you still might hear something that might be said by anybody with a microphone might be said that still might be disappointing to you. But what they're saying is that we don't have to deal with the church drama. We don't have to deal with the things, the negative things that are associated with gathering together in church. And I get it. I think many of us have gotten so used to it. And again, it's important for us not to dismiss these folks when they say things like that, or the reality that some of us in our churches have grown accustomed to church drama, gossip, backbiting, all of these different things that happen. And I know we'll say cute things like, hey, well, they go to the grocery store and there's drama there. They go to school and there's drama. I know, but it's the church. Let's be real. It's not the grocery store. It's not the doctor's office. It's not the same thing. The church should not hurt people. The church should not be a place where people get hurt. So here's what I want to suggest to you. If you have an issue with them, if they say we don't have to deal with church drama, then here's the suggestion I have with you. Why don't you deal with the church drama? Deal with it. address it, preach to it, teach to it, respond to it. If people are being hurt within your pews, within your congregation, if there's gossipers, if there's liars, if there's things happening, deal with it. And then maybe if we deal with it as leaders, maybe if we deal with it, then these people will be more apt to come back and let's worship together. And anyway, we just are creating an environment that's more Christ-centered in the way that it really should be anyway. So they don't have to deal with church drama. That's the second one. So number one was online church is church too. Online church is their church. That's one reason that people still have not returned. And then number two, they don't have to deal with church drama. And then number three, this is a tough one, pastors. I need you to brace yourself. Number three, it's quite possible that they still have not returned because church is not as appealing as you think it is. Okay. This is a tough one even for me because I work at a church. I work with churches. I work with pastors. And it's kind of a eye-opening, humbling experience when someone says church is boring or someone says I'm not getting anything out of it. I'm not talking about folks who say I'm not being fed and they church hop and everything like that. I'm talking about committed members. I'm talking about people who are part of the who have partnered with the church and are supporters of the church. But when they begin to say, you know what, it's just not moving me like it once moved. It's just not hitting like it used to hit. I think it is important for us as pastors and church leaders to make sure that we assess and we evaluate. We assess and we evaluate. We don't like to hear that it's not appealing because we believe, oh, we got church. You know, I got a great sermon. I got a great Sunday school lesson or whatever it might be. I did real well with that, or the choir was really great, or the praise team was awesome. We think that the experience, we think that we're hitting it out the park. And the reality is that one of the things that has happened over the course of these past several years is that it has helped us to appreciate our time a little more. And so people might not be as moved and impressed as we think they are. It might not be as appealing. It might not be as exciting, as engaging. I'm not talking about entertaining. I'm talking about, is it meeting the needs of the people? Is the worship experience really bringing people into the presence of God? Are they really seeing God when they come to church? Or is it the same thing over and over and over and over again? Are they seeing the same programming? Are they seeing the same routine? Or are they experiencing God when they come to church? It is possible that people have not returned to your church because they are not seeing God. They are not seeing God. And I want to challenge you with something. It is quite possible that they see more God outside of your church than they are seeing inside of your church. And that's one reason that they have not. It is important for you to assess and evaluate. It is important for you to do that. Ask the congregation, ask people, you know, hey, is your life being changed? Are you understanding the word that is being preached? How did you apply it to your life? Different things like that, the worship experience, evaluate and assess your worship experience and make sure that everybody's on the same accord, everybody's on the same page, and that we are not, talk to your staff and your volunteers and make sure that people are not just coming together to collect a check and we're just phoning it in. Make sure that everything that is being done as unto the Lord and not as unto man. That is one of the reasons why people have not returned, because they see It's not what it should be. And it's so important for us to be able to assess and evaluate so that we can come to that realization and do something about it. These reasons are far from negative. These are actually very valid reasons. And again, this last one is in direct correlation with what I shared back in episode 17. And it is simply online church. I'm saying it again. I've said it. Online church is church too, but online church is meeting their need. Online church is meeting the need. Here's what I mean. Online church is allowing them to be able to have time to spend with their families It's allowing them to be able to get things done. In fact, here's one thing that happened. I was talking to one family where the father of this family never went to church before the pandemic, never attended church, never would go to church. The wife would always try to get him to come to church. He didn't want to attend church. But now every single Sunday, the family gathers and watches church online. Come on, pastors, church leaders, please help me to understand how that is not a major blessing for the kingdom of God, that this man who refused to go to church, who didn't care anything about hearing the word, is now hearing the word preached by this pastor every single week. It's a giving family. They give. They serve their community through community service and various things that they do for their jobs and different things like that. How is that not significant? But we will say, nope, it doesn't matter because he's not attending church. That's the wrong approach. That's the wrong approach. And so these are reasons. These are some of the reasons that people are still not attending church, that online church has become their church. It is their church now. That's their worship experience. They don't have to deal with church drama. Church is just not as appealing as we pastors and church leaders really think it is. And online church is meeting their needs. They're able to spend more time with family, be able to get things done. And they are still participating. They are still participating in the life of the church. So let me ask you this as we prepare to close this episode. What's wrong with that? Is there anything wrong with that? If we are able to deal with drama, if people are not attending because of drama and we deal with the drama, isn't that making the church even better? What's wrong with that? But some people are not returning. Some people are not coming back. And we're taking it personal, or we're making them feel bad. And that's not the approach that we should take, brothers and sisters. I think it's important for us to recognize why people are not returning. If you have a consistent group of people who are watching online, when is the last time you surveyed them? When is the last time you asked them why they haven't returned yet? Maybe you will see some of these very, very reasons that will come back in the results of your survey. What are you going to do about it? We're here to help. I'm here to help you in any way that I can. Here to help you through consulting, through coaching, or just a phone call. I'm here to help you in any way that we can, any way that I can, to be able to put a survey together, to be able to engage those members or engage people in a certain way. If you are interested in doing that, then you certainly can contact me. You can send an email to info@breakthroughonline.org, and we will be happy to help you to be able to assess and evaluate or survey the people who are deciding not to come back. Now, I could bring up a number of other reasons, but I'm not going to do that on this episode. These four are enough. Online church has become their church. They don't have to deal with church drama. It's not as appealing as you and I think it is. And online is meeting their needs. And so they've decided not to come back to church in person, but they are still engaged with your church. On another episode, we'll talk about why some people have drifted away from the church entirely. But these are folks who are still attached, still connected. So pastors, church leaders, don't dismiss them. Nurture these relationships. They're new, they're different, they're stretching you, but nurture these relationships. And remember, these people, even though they are not in person, need to be discipled as well. God bless you. Thank you for listening to Church Unfiltered.
Thank you for listening to Church Unfiltered. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for Church Unfiltered Podcast and connect with us. If you would like more information on this topic discussed in this episode, or if you would like to bring Dr. Cobbs in for church consulting, leadership training, or speaking engagements, please email us at info@breakthroughonline.org. Again, that is info@breakthroughonline.org. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.